Here we go. Let's have some fun. Welcome still to 22live.tv podcast. We are your voice of empowerment in media, music, arts, and entertainment. I'm your host, Fred Freestyles, and I'm so glad you guys are here with us tonight. It's special for me because I have a great friend that I've been knowing for a very long time, very short time, but we connected, and then we found that they were connected in other ways, and then it was amazing because she's an entrepreneur. I'm always on the East Coast. She's always on the West Coast. She goes by the name of Lene Smith. I want to welcome you to the 2022live.tv podcast. What's up, Lene?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
West Coast is in the house. West side.
Whoop, whoop.
I got to give everybody a little bit of context. So, a couple years ago, I'm on Facebook, you know, out working on my business, reached out to someone, you know, I would reach out to people and kind of, you know, when you're in business, you're trying to reach out to people and share opportunities. And I've been in this opportunity for over 18 years and I'm kind of working on it. And I reach out and then she responds. I send some information and then we connect. And then a year later, we connect again and she joined my team and we working. And next thing you know, it's like, kind of find out that she's connected with other people that I've met and worked on in my other business. And I see that she's on this TV and see pictures with famous people. And I'm like, wait a minute, we got more connections than that. And then we got one very special person who I met on MySpace. I'm going way back now, who I happen to do work with, one of the most recognizable people in the world. I did a video for her, and I also did a video, and I met the family and the mom and stuff like that. And I was like, wow. Then later on, I'm through this other connection, come and find out she's like super tight with her. I said, how does that happen? I'm like, God, you are so good. You are just so good. And I just appreciate you. So, Lene, thank you for being on the show. I want to brag about you a little bit. I want to get everybody the context. So tell us a little bit about the entrepreneur, Lene Smith, and just tell about a little bit about your background and how you got started.
Well, I come from a family that has ties to a musical background. My father was a performer in the Bay Area, and my mother was a piano player. So my mother had, I have a fraternal twin, and after my fraternal twin and I got a little older, my mother decided to put my sister, my older sister, my brother, and my twin and I on the stage with my father. So we would travel to different places to perform with him at like different parks and like weddings and places like that to perform with him. So for me, that as I became older, because I couldn't sing, I don't know why she did me this way, but my other siblings would sing. I couldn't hold a note.
right.
I have to find a different path with this because I can't sing.
Okay.
You know, so. So I went into a path of as I became older, I danced and then I started writing. Then I started managing other artists and helping my sister, who's been a singer since she's been a young girl who still sings now. I started managing her. Then I started working with other artists, and then that took me into wanting to write more. So I started becoming like a news entertainment type person that would, you know, go to different venues to set up interviews with artists. I worked for different magazines, and then I became a magazine publisher. So I started publishing artists that's into entertainment, and actresses and actors and anyone that was like in an entertainment scene where they would, I would start interviewing them. And you know, it just kind of went off from there. But I've been doing this for a long time now. So, and then it tied into me wanting to do more as far as working more behind the scenes. So that's how I became an entrepreneur, because I do have a corporate background, but my entrepreneurship came in to play after I started doing the whole thing, like with interviewing entertainers and you know, actors and actresses and things like that. So that's like a brief background on how I got into what I'm doing now. Just kind of just like taking different paths.
Yeah. A lot, you know, it's interesting you say that because you kind of gave us a quick background. But I want to take you a little bit deeper. Who was your biggest inspiration when you were younger? Because you say you were a twin, so who was your biggest inspiration? And were you even into entertainment and music?
No. But if you're talking inspiration, personally, it was my mother and my father.
Oh, good.
My father was always like that guy can sing, he could dance, he could just, like, he light up a room with his personality and with his entertainment. Not only, he was an entertainer, he wasn't just a singer, because he would bring laughter to people. So much joy in watching him do that really warmed my heart. But it didn't warm my heart enough to want to get on that stage because I couldn't sing.
Mm-hmm. That's the second time you said that now. She's driving home that point.
I
got
long,
you.
But I have to keep it real. Yeah.
That's right. Keeping it real. That's right. I got you.
Yes.
So there's some people out there who are on American Idol and on all these shows that think they can and they need to come off stage, right? I got you.
Yeah. I'm like, how did you get to those doors?
That's true. So are you born and raised? Because I know you're from, is that Oakland, California, right?
Yes.
You're born and raised
in Oakland, California.
Wow. Yes. So in my days when I was rapping back in the day, one of my managers used to say, I want you to, you know, they used to pick out, we're going to have an album, we're going to put it together. And I just want to be able to rap. And he used to say stuff like, now you're going to be Big Daddy Kane and you're going to be Salt and Pepper. And he looked at me and said, Fred, you're going to be MC Hammer. So I had to study MC Hammer. So shout out to MC Hammer and the whole Oakland, California. And I studied him. I studied him. And so I was the East Coast version of MC Hammer. I'm talking about parachute, baggy pants. You probably saw it on my Facebook page. Where I was patent leather shoes whole nine. I said, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to look at the master and I'm going to do it right.
Well, I've seen the pictures.
You saw that?
Yeah, their phones are definitely there.
Oh man, that's you know. But you know, the one thing about the business I did understand is that, you know, and I talk about this a lot because a lot of people don't understand that, you know, of course, people to clown me and stuff like that. But later on, there were people who were like thug guys, like killers. Yeah. Like, they see me 20 years later, yo, Fred, remember this?
That's awesome.
Because they were younger, right? And who they were, we used to practice, they would come around. I didn't know they were going to be grow up to be who they're going to be. But it's amazing that, you know, number one, music never dies, and your influence, you know what I'm saying, stays with you to the point where I go to a club and I see these guys I wouldn't even hang out with. They said, yo, Fred. And then they bust a dance move. and they come out of their character and go right back into their character, you know.
So you brought that out of them. That's awesome.
Yeah. It was crazy.
That's a great video that you posted too.
Oh my goodness.
For those that haven't seen it yet. it's some good stuff.
So as far as you said, you had a corporate background. What kind of background do you have corporate wise?
So in recent years, I've been working for an insurance company.
Okay.
And I've been doing that for quite a while. I have a lot of experience with working with different companies, but each company I've been with I worked for long periods of time. So
yep.
I learned a lot because it helped me, grow me, and prepare me to go into, you know, starting my own company and doing the things I'm doing now. So, and you know, and I know you're familiar with that as well, because each time a person works at a place, they don't understand that, and they should change their mindset because they may be at a job that they don't like.
Yep.
But there is so much opportunity to learn that that experience that you get from working for a company, whether it's a restaurant or a clothing store or, you know, an office, a corporate company, that you can take what you've learned there and take it to your business.
Yeah.
You know, things about integrity and,
sure,
you know, how you're supposed to deal with people to inspire, to make them to build a trust with you, because you built that rapport with them, you know. So with everything that's with my background with the entertainment and then my corporate background, you know, led me into creating a publishing company that's named after my mom and dad.
Oh, so, wow.
You know,
nice.
This is just like, it's just a learning experience that any job that you have, you learn as much as you can to take it. If you want to go that path of being an entrepreneur, you can use that.
Yeah.
You know, and you can think it's a dead end job, but take what you can from it. It's like going to school, but you're not paying tuition. You know, so, you know, and I know I went kind of like off of what you were asking me, but I just wanted to throw that in there because, you know,
no, that's important.
It's very important.
I think it's important. I mean, I totally agree. I have a corporate background as well, and I totally agree with you, because it saves them money and headaches and time, because they get to follow a system as opposed to trying to create one all by themselves from nothing.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And so why not? Don't let, I'm kind of piggyback. Don't let your friends and your family. Let me tell you, you know, my first corporate job was, I was 13 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're 13 years old, you just trying to make couple dollars, right? You trying to,
exactly.
you ain't trying to be a part of no major corporate. And I was part of a major $1 billion company, and I was very proud of that. And I learned a lot with that company. I learned management. Mm-hmm. I learned how to count money. I learned teamwork, and I learned that when you put the fries down, you got to bring it back up in 3 minutes. And you match it up with that cheeseburger, and you match it up with that shake.
Yeah.
And that was my first job was McDonald's. Okay.
but
it's so much I learned.
Mom's round table pizza.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's all about, like you say, it's all about perspective and mindset and learning. And then, because entrepreneurship is not, is no joke. What are the biggest challenges with making a decision in your you know, as far as from your, in your opinion, to starting a business as an entrepreneur? What are some of the biggest challenges that you face or that people can face?
What you just said, don't listen to other people. That's the biggest thing. That is the biggest thing, because you will get people. Some of them, and this is like a journey that you'll go on when you think you may know everything about how people are with you know, with their actions and everything. Mm-hmm. Some people may be deliberate in their actions when they tell you, oh, why are you going to do that? That doesn't make any sense. That isn't going to work. Those people are, I call those are naysayers, and those are dream killers. You keep your visions and your dreams away from dream killers, because they will do everything in their power to bring you down. And then you got the ones that may not necessarily try to be your naysayers, but they can be tearing you down and don't realize they're tearing you down. So you have to try to, well, not have to, but you should try to learn how to, who to speak to, who not to speak to about it. Try to surround yourself with, you know, individuals that are like-minded individuals, you know. But that was like, that's my biggest thing, even to this day. You know, any entrepreneur, and even as you're like yourself, you know, people will try to talk you out of what you're doing. And it is very important to guard that. It's very important. And a lot of people, they don't know that I'm into the things that I do, because I don't tell them about it. Then when they find out, oh, I didn't know that, that's why. Mm. Because of the things that people can say and do to you. And you can be the strongest minded individual, Fred, and you know this, and a person can still make you start second guessing yourself or make you feel bad. And then that's the conversation, like, why am I feeling so bad?
Mm.
Oh, because you told them what you were doing.
Right.
Know? And another thing, you know, that's one. And another thing is that could cause a person not to be able to, you know, move forward is if they're on one mindset and they feel like they can do everything themselves. And so, like, for instance, in your area of expertise, I can look at you and think, oh, I can do this. I can interview people all day. I can have my own studio and this and that and the other. But put any of those gadgets in front of me, and I wouldn't be able to do it one bit.
Right.
That's not what I was assigned to do.
Yes.
You know, I'm assigned to solve people's problems, you know, because when you go into the field, when you go into being an entrepreneur, what you also have to remember is that can also create different streams of income for you. So if you start creating different streams of income for you, you have to know what you're assigned to do and what you're not assigned to do. Like, if I wanted to have my own podcast, I can't do it the way you do it. I would need to hire someone to help me because that's not my area the way that I can't cover that area the way you can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm listening to you getting everything together. I'm just in awe, like, wow, this is really the man. Like, I, you know. So it's just like, and you wear many hats too, but it's just the, you know, the mindset and then the focus. You have to stay focused too.
So what drives Lene Smith?
My passion, as you said before, I love to help people. That's like my biggest, I have a big heart and I love to help people. And when I come across entrepreneurs that's really driven, that's working really hard, that really wants to make a difference, that drives me. That really does. That like really inspires me because I want to help others achieve what they thought they couldn't achieve. Because sometimes a person just needs to hear someone say, I believe in you. You can do it. Go out and be great today. It's an amazing feeling when someone just says just the smallest things, but if it's positive, that's what drives them, and that's what drives me. That's what inspires me every morning. I push hard and I work hard because I want to help others succeed where they think they can't succeed, and I want to help inspire others. And I love to empower people. Love to empower people.
And how in your opinion, how important is it in business to build positive, strong relationships?
It's very important. It's very important because you build when you start off with a good rapport with somebody before and you build from there, that's the most beautiful thing and feeling in the world because you never know what role will lead you, what that relationship will lead you to down the road. If you're serving someone or you're working side by side with someone, you don't know what type of opportunities they can bring to you. You don't know what type of opportunities you can bring to them. But that's just the most beautiful, most harmonic relationship that you can have is to establish and build a relationship with someone, you know, with individuals. You know, so it's very, very important because that's going to be one of the things that's going to help yourself and your business to be very successful because someone can mention, hey, you know, I would love to get into, you know, public speaking, and you and I have a good working relationship. And I'm like, Fred is a public speaker. You know Fred?
Right.
Can I take this guy? You know, because we built that relationship where we're like, oh, well, I know he can do this. He does podcasts. He's amazing. That's what it's all about, you know. That's where the networking comes into play, too. So it's very important to build very strong and healthy relationships with people, you know, and by doing that, show them that you respect, you know, if they want to learn something from you, they'll ask you questions. If you want to learn something from them, you ask them questions. Or just by just talking, there's a lot that can be accomplished there. So it's very important.
You know, I got to share this story is because I've learned that firsthand because, you know, perception, sometimes you can perceive something with someone and you can have your own kind of thoughts and judgments. And, you know, you may know somebody from afar, but or maybe, you know, you'll be excited about someone and maybe they're a star, things of that nature. And then you find out that they're absolutely incredible. And then when you learn how to build a relationship, it comes back and your giving is over and over and over. So I talked about it in the beginning about the our mutual friend. I cannot be on the phone with be on a podcast with you without just mentioning. But I'm gonna tell you the story. The story is the our mutual friend that we have. She's a superstar. Everybody pretty much knows her. But I'm gonna tell you how I met her and what I learned about relationships. It's very important. She has such an incredible heart.
Yes, she is.
Incredible family. And when I first met her, my brother was telling me, you know, we're big fans, right? And so we met on MySpace, and we just simply said, hey, I said you got a new book out, and, you know, we're – if you're ever on the East Coast, we do video production, you know. And we didn't think nothing of it. I mean, superstar. It's not going to get back to us. Like, please, you know, it's just a wish, like – She got back to us. Hey, you gonna be in Maryland this weekend? Talk to my manager. Talk to the manager. Next thing you know, I had a little beat up car, and I said, if she said for us to be there, we gonna be there. We wind up going down to Maryland. We met her. We met her mother, rest in peace. We met her husband, and then we got there. Yeah. And I'm thinking like, oh man, this is amazing, and got there and just treated us absolutely, didn't know us from a can of paint, just treated us absolutely phenomenal. And then
so down to earth.
And then but I had to main, I'm going to do the video. We're going to remain professional, remain professional. We're not going to keep it together. We keep it together. Remain professional, did the work, and so sweet. And then got to the point where it was like, we came to do one thing, and she said, would you mind following us over here to this other place? And we're going to, you know, do the same thing. Went over there, did video there, and then just hooked us up, gave us something, and just gave us an interview, was just the sweetest person in the world. Mm-hmm. And then here we go. About a year later, she's back on our side of the world. We find out she's on the side of the world. We reach out to her. She's like, hey, I'm hungry. I'm at work, right? And I'm like, what do you need? What do you need? I got you. I left work. Do you hear me? Left work. Came down. She's in Philadelphia. She's talking. It's the first time I've ever heard this bread called naan bread. She's like, give me some naan bread and give me some water. I said, listen, I'm going to get it. I got it. Brought it to her and just treated me so great. She goes by the name of the phenomenal Bernadette Stannis. Thelma from Good Times. Yeah. We love you. Yeah. We love you. We love you. And then I kind of find out, I recruit somebody a couple of years later in a business, kind of find out, she your sister. how did that happen? Like, you know, I mean, like, she's so close to you. You're calling her. How did that happen? And that's, so you blessed me with that relationship thing. If I had not have kept a relationship, that would have never have happened. I was blessed, the best person I could ever work for, and I just we love her so much, and we just want to give a shout out to her as well, Bernadette Stannis. We appreciate you, and I got Lene on, girl. How did y'all connect and talk about that a little bit without telling everything? Because she'll get on me.
No, she's a very beautiful person. I met her. Many, many, many years ago at an event that I was working a red carpet with some other news outlets, and I was assigned to that through a magazine that I was currently working for at the time.
Okay.
And we connected like right away, and I mean, this is, I don't want to say how many years ago.
It's okay.
It was a long time ago. And I'll be aging myself. But
I'm with you, though. I'm with you.
But I've been knowing her for a very long time.
I didn't know.
Very lovely lady.
Yes.
Beautiful heart inside and out. And, you know, she is just such a phenomenal woman. Like, her mother She's a class act like her mother was, you know.
Class
and
act, yes,
they
yes,
don't
yes.
make them like that anymore. But yeah, mm-mm. we met a long time ago on the red carpet, and
we
connected. If we just clicked from there, you know.
That's good.
So
that's good.
You know, and I used to take care of my mother, so I had a close relationship with my mother.
Sure.
She had a close relationship with her mother, so
yeah.
she and I had a lot in common, you
nice.
Know.
Nice, that's
so,
beautiful. And you know,
yeah,
it really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just gonna just say how amazing of a woman she is, but so. That's
yeah, so we just appreciate you, Burns. If you are listening to the show, we appreciate you, and she definitely
you.
Is. Love you so much, and we just thank you for all that you
yeah.
do, and continue to do what you do for the world, because we all love you more than just because of good times, but because of you always gave us a good time in our lives, and
absolutely.
It's just a love blessing, you know. So so let me just ask you this: as an entrepreneur, as well. How do you balance that and work and family and life? Because I know it's got to take some time. How do you balance that?
Well, I stay tired. But
you stay tired?
I stay tired. But, I mean, I know how to keep work separated from, you know, my business and, you
yeah.
know, the family. Like, you know, I work that in. So, but, you know... I go to work every day. I stay focused on that. But, of course, throughout the day, I'm always thinking about what I need to do on the other end. But I
yeah.
do have, like, a small group of people that works, that handles everything for me on the back end of my business, things that enables me to, you know, still continue to do what I'm doing, you
okay.
know. So
good stuff.
The focus is there. And, you know, I still just, with a lot of prayer and a lot
yep.
of just, planning and planning, you have to plan.
Right.
I always just write out what my agenda is every day. I try to do it the night before, but I pretty much just write everything out every day to make sure I keep everything balanced, you know. And
yeah.
my family, they know and understand what I'm into and everything, but you know, I still have time for my family. It's just the whole balance thing, and I stay in prayer a lot too. I always, you know, just because you have to have something to lean on, and I pray a lot, and I lean on God. So, you know, anything that if I feel like I'm just getting tired, I always ask God to rejuvenate me. So, but it's I'm still driven. I'm still getting a lot of things accomplished. You know, so, you know, just like with yourself or anyone else that's wearing a lot of hats and balancing everything, you know who you are. You make it happen.
You definitely make it happen. You ain't lying about that.
I tell you,
you definitely make it happen.
Yes.
So as I wrap up, I want to just ask this question. I think it's really, really important because it's like you're a woman who is motivated, inspired, and, you know, you have God that you lean on. You build, you know, great relationships with people and get things done, mm-hmm. and you have a lot of value. How important is it for a woman to have self-worth?
Oh, that's extremely important. You have to have self-worth. You have to love yourself enough to know what your worth is. And if you don't understand that, you need to just really sit back and start spending time with yourself. Even if it's 20, 30 minutes, because I know a lot of ladies, they do everything. They're dealing with a husband, a kid, but you have to have self-care. You have to have sometimes have some me time to yourself. Even if you're just going into the bathroom, you take a bath, or you read a book, or you on lunch, you know, you're going to lunch at work, you have to find a way to make it happen so you can understand how worthy you are, because you are enough. You have to, even if you don't understand that, if you can't do anything else for yourself, you wrap your arms around yourself, and the most powerful thing you can tell yourself is, I love you, and you will feel the most positive surge going through your body if you did that. And I challenge any lady that's listening to me right now to do that. Wrap your arms around yourself And if you don't want to do it around anyone, go in the bathroom, close the door, do it, and you say, I love you. And that's the most powerful gift that you can give to yourself, because you are worthy and you are amazing, and you have to tell yourself that. So that's how you can go into knowing how worthy you are, because you are amazing and you are enough.
You heard it first from my great friend, Ollie from Oakland, California, entrepreneur Lene Smith. I appreciate you. We had some fun, didn't we?
Thank you. Yes, we did.
You
it's
are
always
amazing.
A great time with Red.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. And just do me a favor. If I invite you back, will you come back on the show at a later date?
Absolutely.
All right, that sounds
thank
good.
Thank you so much for having me.
And that's not a problem. And also, well, I want to update the show notes with some information. If somebody wants to get a hold of you for your coaching, or the one thing I definitely got to bring you back, because I didn't mention that she's also an author. So we're going to talk about that when we bring you back. But I will also have some information about that as well for her. So if somebody want to get a hold of you for your coaching, or you know, things that what you do as far as being an entrepreneur and teaching them, how can they get a hold of you?
You can reach me through my website, and it's called LeadYourPathwayToSuccess.com. And it's long, but I made it like that deliberately.
LeadYourPathwayToSuccess.com. Got it. LeadYourPathwayToSuccess.com. Say it one more time for me.
LeadYourPathwayToSuccess.com.
Got it. That's Lene Smith live on the Steel22Live.tv podcast. We're your voice of empowerment in music, media, arts, and entertainment. Lene, we had a great time. I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
And have a great, great night. And I know it's early on the West Coast. It's almost 10 o'clock at night over here.
Yes.
All right. Talk to you later. God bless you. And I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
All right. You got it. Later.
I know. Bye.